Hello everyone. Today I introduce 9-year-old students from Doha, Qatar. He is studying in Ideal Indian School, Doha. He is studying in 4th standard. I warm welcome to this podcast Mr. Muhammad Adnan. He is principal honored award winner. Karate active participants in the Qatar, GCC medal holder in the Hikma competition examination. Hi Muhammad Adnan, how are you?
Fine sir.
Nowadays, all over the world is affected with COVID-19. How is COVID-19 in Qatar?
Till now, 86 people died. They reported about 1,200.
Oh, really? Today reported is around 1,200 in Qatar. Okay.
Yeah.
Then, do you know one app recently introduced by Ministry of Interior Qatar?
Yes, I know. Here in Qatar, majority of people is using nowadays. It is compulsory to tell everyone in their own mobile, and people have to show wherever they go outside.
Oh, it's good. How is that app is working? Do you know that one? How it is working?
Oh, it's a simple, efficient application to control COVID-19. It has 4 color codes. Normal will have green color code. Yellow color in quarantine. Gray code, COVID is suspected. Red code, COVID is confirmed to the person.
Oh, from your knowledge, I got that app is very good for all people. It's good. Then, how do you spend your time before COVID-19?
Before COVID-19, I spent spare time with friends by playing football, karate, and other outside games. Nowadays, we have to go outside the flat. Hence, I play with my parents' game, balloons, craft making, watching inspiring videos.
Oh, it's good. You are spending your time with your parents and you are using your time efficiently. Then, actually, which country are you belonging? And what about your friends?
From other nations such as Pakistan, Bangladesh, Syria, Sudan, and Egypt.
Oh, it sounds you have a lot of friends from different countries like Sudan, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Egypt, many other friends. Oh, it's good. Then yeah. I will go to next question. What is your activity? What is your advice to the other children like you people?
Most the people like me spend their time by using social media games. But my opinion, a lot of possibilities available to students to find out method, creative thinking game. Children can help their mother in kitchen, vegetable cutting, so on.
Okay, Muhammad Adnan, thank you for spending your valuable time with me for creating this podcast. Thank you once again. Hello. Dears, today I am very happy to introduce a young entrepreneur, Mr. Shamir. He has been completed his graduation in electrical engineering and had been working with the electricity board before, and he have some experience in Saudi Arabia. Now he is a very good, efficient digital marketing entrepreneur. I warmly welcome Mr. Shamir on board. How have you
Thank
been,
you.
Shamir?
Thank you very much, Mr. Shihab, for introducing me in such a nice way. Thank you. It is my pleasure to join you.
Okay. Then I will start my first question with Mr. Shamir for our kind information. Shamir, I know you have a life journey around last 2-3 years in online digital marketing field. Can you describe a little bit about the online marketing for our audience?
Thank you for asking this question, Mr. Shihab. You know that being a government employee, we should not do any other business due to the conflict of interest. As you know, I learned many things. I attended many trainings. I have an affiliate website, but I am not working on it much. I don't spend much time on it. Therefore, I am not earning much, but whatever I learn is still an asset for me. I am sure that it will add value to the course which we are currently doing in the LEDGE Business School. But one thing is very important. If you are ready to invest your time, there are a lot of chances to make money online. There are many possibilities. That thing I need to say some now, Mr. Shihab.
Oh, it's good answer. It's very sound explanation. And you know, nowadays most of our people is relocated from one country to another country due to COVID-19. What are the possibility for the relocated people, especially in online digital marketing?
Actually, there are a lot of possibilities in online marketing. It is like an offline market. You can start any kind of business: trading, selling, teaching, promoting, singing, dancing. Everything you can do online as well. The benefit of online marketing is you don't need to work in a specific time. But one thing is important. You have to have a niche or your passion to market. So even if you have relocated, you can do blog, affiliate website, e-commerce website, domain purchase and sell. You can do digital course, sell your service, mining, selling through social media, freelance work such as data entry, content writing, medical transcriptions. There are many things you can do online at your convenience. Part-time or full-time doesn't matter. Choose a niche, identify your passion, focus on it. Study about it and invest your time. Then you can make passive income.
Okay, it's good. It is very good information from your side. But always I heard the digital marketing people having any social commitment, because many of our people, we are purchasing many products through online. But especially if we purchase locally from our conventional method, we have some mental attachment with shopkeeper and customer. What about your opinion regarding the social commitment between social commitment in online marketing? Any obligation with the customer and the client and the in point of customer satisfaction?
As per my knowledge, I think this is a mixed concept, because you know, offline market, if they do any cheating or something, you cannot catch easily. But online marketing, there is a trust is very important than offline marketing. If you do a business and if you did not satisfy the customer and they say something about you as a review, or if there's something published in the internet against you, then your business is lost. You lost everything. So trust is important than offline marketing.
Oh, this is actually, many of our friends and my surroundings have misconception regarding this social commitment between the online marketing people. Now it is clear for our audience also, and I hope this is very good information for our audience. And one more question regarding the digital marketing, what about the branding is required or not? Branding of our particular website or any products, branding is important or not?
Branding, if you want to be a millionaire or billionaire, you want to you have to have a branding. But you can make money if you need to make passive income only, then you can do small business without a branding. So if you want to be an online entrepreneur, so sure that you have to do the branding and like offline business. So same as offline business, but it is easy, convenient, and this is the growing business as well, the online.
Okay, Shamir bhai, it was very good information for me and our audience, and I hope the coming year we can say after COVID-19 the digital marketing field will be boost up. At that time your experience sharing in this platform, it will be very useful for me as well as our all audience. Thank you, Shamir, for sharing your valuable time with me in this platform.
Yes, and I am sure that this COVID-19 pandemic is the crisis, but an opportunity for everyone to go online. So I hope I have answered your questions as per my knowledge. It was nice session with you. Thank you for considering me to your show. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Shamir.